It happened again. I don't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing. And at this point, I don't care anymore. It's starting to feel good to me. I can't just summarize what he did. I have to give every gory detail about the occurrence. Call it venting. Call it therapy. I just need to let someone know so that it doesn't devour my soul. Although my innocence has been taken from me, a part of me feels like I deserve it. But let me stop rambling on and begin my story. It happened a few days ago. Daddy had come home from the hospital. He had just had surgery on his right shoulder to correct it. He told me that he had gotten fixed, but I zoned out on all of the medical terms. He had spewed at me. All I got was that there was a ball out and that it had to be returned to the socket, whatever that means. He had been bedridden this whole time with nothing but the TV and his pills to keep him company. And at the same time, spring break had started. I wanted to do normal things that high school girls my age do. Go to the mall, hang out with friends, go to the movies, then talk about boys, etc. Unfortunately for me, that didn't happen. Daddy wanted me to stay by his side so I could take care of him. And during this time, my mom was out of town for some psychiatric conference. She was always out of town, so I was used to this. I was used to it, but I hated it. It meant being alone with him. Thinking back to that occurrence, I feel my stomach churning and bile rising up my throat. Sadly, I also felt the core in between my legs tingling. It angers and shames me to think about it, but I know I have to finish this. It was night, and I was making dinner for Daddy and myself. Nothing fancy, just something simple and out of the freezer. I'm not a very good cook, so I made something foolproof. I was standing in the kitchen, over the stove, stirring up some Bertolli pasta dinner when I heard footsteps behind me. It sounded clumsy, and I knew he was coming. He staggered into the dining area, which was attached to the kitchen, and sat down at the dinner table. Daddy looked a frightful mess. He was topless, only wearing a black, blue, and red checkered pajama pants. His short, straight blonde hair was tousled, slightly greasy, evidence that he hadn't showered in a day or two. He hunched over the dining table and took a deep breath and exhaled sharply, his bandaged arm and shoulder moving as he breathed. His face looked tired and worn. He looked older and more fragile than I'd ever seen him before. I almost felt sorry for him. I looked back down at the pasta I was cooking. The ice particles were starting to melt. It just needed to be covered and simmered for about 10 minutes. I walked over to the dishwasher and bent over to pick up the lid for the frying pan and then covered the pasta and reduced the heat to medium low. Afterwards, I walked over to my daddy to see if I could make him feel better. With him being in this condition, I figured he should be safe. Or so I believed. I walked over to him and sat down next to him at the dinner table. With my left hand, I caressed the side of his cheek along with his strong jawline. Daddy was a very handsome man. I could see how my mother fell in love with him. He used to be so kind and gentle. He would never have been able to hurt even a fly. Looking at him now, I miss the kind of man he used to be. And out of nowhere, a memory popped up. I was 5 years old. I ran home crying because some boys in the neighborhood didn't want to play with me because I was a girl. And they kept teasing me that I had cooties. I ran to my daddy. He carried me and assured me that one day boys like that will be chasing me to play with them. At the time, I didn't know what he meant, but it felt good and comforting to be in his arms. After I had calmed down, he carried me over to the piano and played something while keeping me encapsulated in his arms. And as he played, I drifted off to sleep. After time had passed, he carried me to my room and tucked me into bed. He kissed my forehead and told me that I was his favorite little girl and that he would always love me, even if boys made me cry. I fell asleep almost immediately, wishing that one day I would meet a boy like my daddy. Looking at him from the dinner table, I felt pain envelop my heart. I missed the man who once promised me that he would love me even if boys made me cry. I missed the man who wiped my tears and held me in his arms as he played beautiful music on our vintage Steinbeck with me falling asleep. I missed my daddy. Thinking of the man who disappeared only to be replaced by this monster brought tears to my eyes. I dropped my hand from his face and stood up and walked over to the stove again. I pulled the lid off the frying pan to look at my cooking and noticed that although all the ice had melted, the sauce for the pasta hadn't thickened yet. I increased the heat to medium and replaced the lid back on. As I stepped back away from the stove, I bumped into something behind me. Grateful that I wasn't carrying anything that would have ended up being dropped on the floor, I turned around and came face to face with my daddy's bare chest. I looked up and saw a look in his eye that I had only seen twice before. Startled, I looked away and held my hand over my chest to calm the beating of my surprised heart. Daddy then placed a finger underneath my chin and urged me to look up into his eyes. It was the look. That look frightened me. I can't describe it, but it looked animalistic, almost predatory-like. It was as if he was on the hunt, and he had caught his prey. I wanted to move away, but I knew that if I backed away from him, I would end up burning myself from the stove. So I stood still and stared back into his eyes. They had transformed from warm, inviting blue to almost glacial. Cold chills ran up and down my spine. It was going to happen again, and I knew it. This is hard for me to admit, but a part of me wanted it to happen. Daddy pulled my face towards his and kissed me. It wasn't a soft fatherly kiss. It was hungry, lustful, and primal. He forced my mouth open to receive his tongue. I wanted to fight him, but my body responded to his touch. The moment his tongue touched mine, I melted in his arms. Daddy took his hand away from under my chin and wrapped it around my waist. He held me steady as his tongue darted in and out of my mouth, slowly twisting and dancing with my tongue. This was wrong, and I knew it in my mind. My daddy had raped me and stolen my virginity, and he was going to defile me once again tonight. But for whatever reason, all common sense left me as his tongue ravaged my mouth. I stood there, as limp as a raggedy doll, only being held up by his good arm. Slowly, Daddy pulled his lips from mine, but I hungered for more. I felt so ashamed of how I was feeling, of how warm my body had gotten from just a simple kiss from him. I wanted to cry. I wanted to scream. I wanted to tell Daddy that it wasn't the other boys making me cry now, that it was him. I wanted him to be like that Daddy I used to know, and not this monster taking advantage of me. But I kept silent. A thought occurred to me at that moment. Maybe if I was good, then he would stop. Naive of me to think that now, but the moment it made sense. Daddy pulled me away from the stove and turned off the burner that was heating our dinner. I started to protest, but Daddy just shushed me. Shh, shh, shh. Then he ushered me away from the kitchen into the living room. He led me to the larger couch and shoved me hard. Feeling slightly winded from being pushed to the couch, I looked up at him pleadingly. I looked up into his eyes and saw something frightening. My daddy wasn't in there. The man who loved and cherished me was gone, replaced by this evil entity standing in front of me. My gaze started to travel southward to his chest, then his strong stomach, and finally rested on his crotch. Why my eyes went there, I'm not entirely sure, but I saw evidence of this monster's lust. Daddy was hard, and I knew at that point that there was no turning back now. I quickly decided that I wasn't going to fight him this time. I will just do whatever he wants me to do. At least it won't hurt me. Daddy grabbed me hard by my hair and shoved my face into his crotch. He was already hard. His pajama pants were thin and flimsy, so his erection was easily decipherable. I pulled his pants down and looked at it. It was big, it was long, and it was thick. I'd been frightened of it before, but it didn't matter, not anymore. Daddy's member had already taken my innocence. There was no use fighting it. I opened my mouth, and Daddy shoved his member down my throat, gagging me. Tears had been hiding, springing forth as his cock slid down my throat. I pushed him away, and he held my head even tighter. Daddy pulled my hair and forced me to look up at him. He then said that if I didn't resist, he wouldn't resort to harsher methods. I nodded in submissive compliance and did as he instructed. I relaxed my throat, giving him full access as he fucked my little mouth. After a few thrusts, he ordered me to wrap my lips around my teeth, making an O with my mouth. He told me to suck his member. Slightly confused, I looked up at him. Daddy then said that I should pretend that I was eating a lollipop or a popsicle. So then I started sucking hard as if my life depended on it. Daddy must have liked what I was doing because his hand that was tangled through my hair loosened up and his head was arched back. I didn't know if I was proud that I was making him feel good or if I hated myself for liking how his cock felt in my mouth. It was smooth and hard, and at the same time, his taste and smell intoxicated me. Watching him enjoy what I was doing was making me throb. I wanted my daddy happy, and I wanted him to love me again. So I continued sucking his cock. After a few minutes, he pulled my head away from his cock. I looked up at him with tears running down my face. He bent over to give me a slight peck on my mouth, then ordered me to take off all of my clothes. So I took off my oversized t-shirt and then pulled off my boy shorts. My body was still small. My breasts hadn't grown much. And if I looked in a mirror, I somewhat resembled a prepubescent boy. Daddy didn't care. He turned me around and stuck a finger inside my most sensitive spot. I tensed up, anticipating pain. I was surprised when pleasure I had never felt before took over my body. Daddy wiggled his finger inside me, and I had the most incredible urge to pee. It felt so wonderful. I unabashedly grinded my hips on my daddy's hand, and I heard animalistic growls coming from the pit of my stomach. My body wanted it. Soon, Daddy started pushing inside me with his cock. Although it hurt, this time the pain was bearable. Daddy knew that and finally shoved all of his cock inside me. Feeling the burning pain ripple through my body, I screamed and asked Daddy if he could stop. All I got in response was an evil laughter. He wanted me in pain. Soon, he began pumping inside me and the pain was too much. I started crying, not only because it hurt me physically, but because it felt, it felt good. I was being ripped open by my own daddy, and I liked it. Just as soon as he placed his cock inside me, I felt the pain subsiding, giving way to the most pleasure I've ever felt. My cries of pain quickly gave way to my cries of pleasure. Sure enough, I started meeting Daddy's powerful thrust. I wanted it all. With each thrust, I felt something building from the pit of my stomach. It was incredible. But just as soon as it started, it also ended. I felt Daddy's cock grow larger inside me, and then I felt it pulsating out of nowhere. It suddenly felt warm and wet. Oh, Daddy had ejaculated inside of me. After he finished, he pulled away from me. I was left on the couch, bent over with his spooge slowly tricking out of me. Slightly perturbed, highly mortified, I just stayed at my position. After a few minutes, Daddy yelled at me to finish cooking. We then ate in silence, and after we finished dinner, he went back upstairs, and I stayed in the kitchen to clean up. After I was done, I walked up to my room and took off all my clothes and got into bed. As soon as my head hit the pillow, I started crying. For what? I wasn't too sure of at the time. And even now, I'm not too sure. But soon afterwards, I fell asleep. I just had to tell somebody. I couldn't carry the burden on my own anymore.